There's only two teams right now 100% on scoring efficiency in the red zone. Two of them. Can you name them? We talked about one of them a lot today.
I will go...
Wisconsin?
No.
Oh. Ohio State?
Nope. LSU, 100% scoring efficiency in the red zone.
Did they not enter the red zone on that first possession against Florida? I guess not, because they missed the field goal, right?
And Notre Dame.
Huh.
And those are the only two at 100% scoring in the red zone. That's a nice
impressive
little trend,
yeah,
that's going there. When you're 100% at anything, trash on the table. Hit it, Rockstar.
Who's been arrested?
In Egypt right now, there's fire. There ain't nobody in Egypt. Like, our police ought to be, like, thinking of getting water over.
Who's back in rehab?
So I got knocked up last night. Well, not literally, but I got the movie knocked up. Yes, the movie knocked up.
And who's hitting who?
Everybody, Ruth Sterling, the festival organizer of the Keene Pumpkin Festival, censoring local media from the truth of what is happening outside the footprint.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, in our trash, brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online, MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. Sad day for you, Rocky. After five seasons on HBO, Ballers is coming to an end.
It's been five great seasons, though.
Inside Look at the Business Side of Football is airing its series finale tonight, bringing the Rock's journey from the financial manager to an NFL team owner.
Do you think the Rock will land on his feet?
I think he's going to be all right.
He'll probably be okay.
What was your favorite season, Rockstar? Which one was the best?
Season two, when they started balling.
Yeah.
No, two was a very good year.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Do you watch Dunaway?
I've watched episodes.
I watched the first episode, and I quickly tapped out. Damian, are you a fan of balling?
I've never seen an episode, man. Okay.
Sometimes it rolls on after a show I was watching, and I don't change the channel.
I wonder what the
Rock Because they get to good scenes really quickly.
I wonder what The Rock was actually making for Ballers. Because he is one of the highest paid actors out there.
Probably pretty good.
Netflix has released its holiday movies coming up. I mean, I don't really have any background, but these are just titles I guess we could sit around a bar and come up with. Christmas Break-In, Christmas Survival, Elliot and the Littlest Reindeer, Holly Star, Santa Girl, The Christmas. Christmas in the Heartland.
Elliot and the Littlest Reindeer sounds like an uplifting story, though.
Yeah, probably.
You don't let the, you know.
Holiday Engagement, Christmas Crush, Dear Santa.
You know, it's the old saying, it's not the size of the reindeer in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the reindeer, right?
100%. Right? It's like the Drew Brees story, but with a reindeer.
Yeah.
There you go. Bunch of things coming out, Netflix. We got four inmates back in custody after multiple reports of escapes from a federal prison, only they're believed to have returned each time with contraband. Now, the men were seen leaving the grounds of the Beaumont complex on Friday night when they were caught by U.S. Marshals. Now, the arrest came after repeated reports of their escapes and return to the prison with contraband.
Listen, if you're able to get out and back that much, you're not running a prison. You're running a bed and breakfast.
Well, the men are accused of bringing back items, including whiskey and cell phones.
Yeah, they're making a profit.
Yeah.
Making a lot. I mean, what do you think a bottle of whiskey and a cell phone goes for in prison?
They drink toilet punch. So a real bottle of whiskey is going to go for a lot.
What is toilet punch, by the way?
Where they make their
do they really?
Wine in their toilet.
Do they, Rockstar?
Yeah.
They did on whatever that show.
Orange and Black.
Yeah. The prison hooch.
Yeah, hooch.
You know, I'm wondering how many of our listeners right now, and we've got some that are locked up, how you deal with your finances. The commissary is where everything goes through, but do you transfer dollars in the commissary? Because you wouldn't actually have.
That's what I was going to say.
Money on you.
No, they have a thing where you have a card. We like a debit card where your friend or family puts in money that buys you stuff at the.
Oh, so you're just getting somebody's debit
snacks.
Card from them.
Yeah. You get like a number.
But how could a guy not come up to a more smaller individual and say, hey, give me your card?
Well, probably happens. Do you watch Dunaway? Is that one of the shows you watch? The Orange is the Other Black?
No, the other black. The Orange
Whatever
is the New Black.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black.
I think
first two years, yeah.
Our first few seasons. Best prison drama ever, those Oz.
Did they make the toilet punch there?
They made everything.
Yeah.
Even they went even as far as one guy, instead of a shank, he just filed his fingernails into a plate.
Oh, man.
Well, he tore a guy apart.
Wolverine.
That's a Wolverine.
Yeah, it was one of the most violent shows ever. So what does your Instagram snap say about you? Have you ever wondered what your Instagram feed, or better, what someone else's Instagram pictures say about them? After research that showed over half, 64% of us, created an online persona, different version of ourselves on social media, we talked to the experts about what our posts actually say about us. Now, we've got this one chick. She's a consultant out of the Chelsea Psychology Clinic in London. Here's what she says. Landscape photos. Now, this is beach or landscape photos. Could be saying, I'm not missing work, but I'm missing the daily validation that I matter. Here are some photos to remind you that even when I'm not there, I'm still better than the rest of you.
Ooh.
Well, wow. Your last photo is you and Keyshawn Johnson. My last photo is Nick Saban and I. I haven't pulled yours up, Brown. You know what your last photo is?
You know I don't, Jim. What is it?
I don't know yet. I'm pulling it out. Your last photo is a text you got from somebody wanting you to be the surrogate mother. Oh, they're interested in becoming a surrogate mother, and making a joke, your personality. Yes.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
I do remember that text. It was offering me the opportunity to be a surrogate mother.
What'd you say?
I chose not to do it.
Oh, God. Typical Brown.
I know. So selfish of me.
Okay, the selfies. What does this say about you? Does anyone purposely post a bad selfie? 30 minutes prepping your makeup, 15 dug mouth poses, and one clever prop are the minimum requirements for any selfie, according to this psychologist. She went on to say they're the best proof of life photos, even if the 7 filters you applied mean the end result doesn't resemble you at all. They always say I'm clever, quirky, and living my best life.
You can't filter yourself to look. At least I can't. There's not enough filters for me to change my look the way I want it to look.
I've seen
it. What you see is what you get.
I don't know. No, Damien, I've seen it because I've seen some people on Instagram, and they've gone through the filters. I see those people on the reg. They do not look like that ever.
Doctored up.
Like all my kids, and I probably got a lot of posts. I do Instagram more for it to be like the album because I don't save pictures.
Yeah.
And so it's something as a keepsake, but I have never. I don't know how to use a filter.
Yeah, I don't even know how to do it. Yeah.
Okay, an achievement photo. When we post bragging photos, whether it's about how we're about to run a marathon or how we accidentally ended up at a VIP event, experts say that we're looking for a reward that we've achieved something, and normally that's in the form of likes. And finally, action pictures. Whether you're out or about or skiing down mountains, an action picture is, according to this psychologist, the best way to show people that you play as hard as you work.
Yeah, I mean, everybody goes about social media a different way. I just don't think my vacations are interesting enough for pictures. Like, I mean, I enjoy them, but I don't know that anybody else is going to want to know what I'm doing on vacation.
You know? I'm not going to post nonstop, but I do want to post a picture while I have it.
Yeah, I'm doing it so that I can go back and look at it. And
like, I wish I would have posted more Minneapolis, like Skyline and inside of, the TD Stadium or whatever.
Yeah, I like being able to look back through it. Like if I'm on a trip or something, if I think, occasionally I don't fly well, I think the flight's going to go down. To calm myself, I start going back through pictures.
Oh, here are good flights. All these flights made it safely.
Yeah, by the way, my 4 flights that I was on this past weekend, none had Wi-Fi. I don't even know how that's possible in 2019.
Unbelievable.
I know. You write a struggling worded email.
You guys not agree?
And send it when you get on the ground.
Most flights you're on have Wi-Fi, don't they?
And it should all be free. $15 charge too. Yeah. So
well, they charge you that.
It should all be free. The Wi-Fi should be free, 100%.
I mean, they charge you for bags. Yep. Give you Wi-Fi. We got a local youth football coach faces possible suspension and fine after his team blew out an opponent, violating a league rule in the process. Now, the potential punishment is sparking a debate as well as support for a coach thanks to his brother-in-law, a former Philadelphia Eagle. Kyle Williams told NBC 10 that he knew he was dangerously close to breaking the rule Saturday morning when his youth football team, the Golden Bears, went up 30-0. Now, the rules of the Keystone Sports League, which features kids no older than 7 years of age, prevent a team from going up by more than 30 points.
What are you supposed to do?
He's facing a $500 fine in a 2-game suspension.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you turn it over to me deep in your own territory.
Taking knees?
I mean, no, that's,
he said he put like the third stringers in and everything and gave the ball to a kid who's never scored before.
Exactly.
What am I supposed to do, just lay down?
No, I mean, it's more insulting to take the knees.
Yeah, I just have to take the fine.
I got
to
let my guys who have never scored before score.
Right. Well, listen, it's less than 2 minutes left. I called a timeout because I wanted to pull the starters off the field. I put kids in there who normally never play. when one of them, the second stringer, a five-year-old boy, got the ball and ran towards the end zone, I yelled for him to fall down repeatedly.
Nah, you can't ask him to do that.
But he didn't. He wanted to score.
That's right.
He went up 36-0. Got to
get my name in the box.
Man, what? 5-0. I'll be quick on these. We got a guy in Pakistani. Pakistani man actually owed money. So this guy didn't want to pay this electrician. And so he released his line on him.
It his just lion.
Yeah. Which you normally do.
It just wounded his face and arm.
Sick him, Tito.
And finally, dinner facts for you guys. You've heard breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was actually a line created by Kellogg's to help sell their cereal.
Good marketing.
Yeah, not surprised.
Another dinner fact. Witches in parts of medieval Europe were weighed. A witch had to be almost weightless to fly on a broom. Nobody was found guilty of witchcraft at the weight house in Udwater.
See, it's natural. You can't be 150 pounds and ride on a broom in the air.
Yeah.
It defies physics.
It really does.
When they were dragging me into that weight house, I'd be eating every morsel of food I could, right?
Another
weigh day tomorrow.
Another dinner fact. The reason why the majority of police uniforms in the U.S. are blue is a result of the Civil War. After the war had ended, there was a surplus of blue uniforms, which got repurposed for police officers.
How about that?
Never knew that either. Here's another one. Sour Patch Kids, originally called Mars Men, but the name changed in 1985 to capitalize on the popularity of Cabbage Patch Kids, which we talked about last week.
Oh, Sour Patch Kids, Cabbage Patch Kids.
That's right.
And finally, if you guys never knew, the term boo comes from the Latin meaning I cry aloud, which means that when ghosts say boo, they basically say, I'm yelling.
Huh. I'm yelling!
Boo! That's Trash on the Table, brought to you by
the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joel, or Chris, 815-9200 or online, mortgageright.com.